So today's message is the power of God. That's the title for today, the power of God. See, I sometimes forget that God is so powerful. So today, we will have three examples showing how powerful our Lord God is. Point number one. We all know God created the earth and the universe. But how magnificent is the universe? How magnificent is our solar system? So I just have a couple interesting little facts. The largest planet in our solar system is Jupiter. Is Jupiter the same size as Earth? It's bigger, right? Yeah, we know that. How much bigger? Jupiter is so big, it is 11 times the diameter of Earth. Not 11 times, 11 times the diameter. That means over 1,000 Earths will fit in one Jupiter. Can you believe that? That's from the analysis of Cornell University. Well, that's beautiful. Tallest volcano, where is it? The tallest volcano is on Mars. That makes sense. It is 3 times the size of Mount Everest. Can you wrap your head around that? Wow, this is an active volcano 3 times the size of the tallest mountain above sea level on Earth. The largest moon is larger than Mercury. And that moon also just happens to be around Jupiter. The largest planet has the largest moon. That makes sense because mass attracts, right? So it's difficult to characterize what the largest galaxies are. We don't know. Humans think they know, but we don't. But there is a galaxy we do know, and it's millions of light years across. One galaxy. It's called IC 1101. IC 1101. And it is the largest galaxy known to us very little humans. It is 50 times the size of the Milky Way. And if you got an F in science, the Milky Way is ours. It's a 2,000 times more mass than ours. It is gigantic. Who created it? God the Father. Why? We don't know yet. But it is so mind-boggling. If I could please have you turn to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. 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 And it says, breaking into thought here, and God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. The Lord Jesus the Christ died and the Lord God the Father raised him from the dead. Does that show power? The same God that created this earth? You better believe it. That is a lot of power. Point two, God protects us from harm and misery. God protects us from harm and misery. Picture this, 1969. We've all seen the beginning of Superman, the cornfield with nothing as far as the eye can see, and the dogs running in the background. Well, in 1963, my grandfather went out to work in the field. He had a manufacturing job, but he farmed on the side. He didn't come back. And my father, who was a boy, threw his boomerang. And what do boomerangs do? They come back. My father threw his boomerang. It never came back. He ran out to the field to grab it. And there was my grandfather, age 35 years old, dead. Well, so we thought. He had a massive heart attack, age 35. And my grandma ran out to him. He was gone. She did the thing they did, I think, pour castor oil down his throat and revived him. And he came back. And well, long story short, my grandfather died in 2015 at the age of 87. there's no way that's possible, because he had 3 heart attacks. He had 20 strokes. And when you went to my grandfather before he died, he was in flawless condition. We played cards. He got up at 5 in the morning on his knees and bowed to the true God and read the Bible. How is that possible? It's because of God and God's power. God can do anything he wants. And my grandfather was only alive because God's power. There's no doubt in my mind. The company he worked for is an evil company. They worked him to the bone. They threw him back on the line after he had his heart attack. God took care of everything. And my grandfather always had faith in the Lord God Almighty. Always. What a great example to me. And to my father, who also died in Christ. So, God protects us. And everyone here knows the story, and you're really, really tired of it. You throw a needle from space and it lands somewhere on Earth. That's my wife, Ceci. And God brought me to that little needle on the other side of the hemisphere. God brought us together. That is remarkable, showing how God protects his own and God has mercy on us. Everyone, if you heard the conversations I had with the Mendez family, you would know that God had mercy on me. God's like, okay, I will have mercy on the Mendez family for not letting Michael talk to them ever again about this. I'll give him his wife. And I got my wife. And I am happier now than every day before today combined. So, yes, even the birth of my children. Anyhow, so I won't go in depth about that story, but we all know. And if you wanted to research on your own, read Genesis 24, verse 12. That is the story about the most beautiful woman. God gave that woman to Isaac. She fed his camels. Oh, if life was only that simple. But anyhow, that story is beautiful. You can read it on your own account. So God protects us from harm and misery. People are just amazing. They don't see what they want to see. One more account to talk about the power of God as far as his protection. This story that is in the Bible makes my hair rise every time I read it. And I won't read it for sake. You don't have to turn there, but it is 2 Kings 6, verse 15. 2 Kings 6, verse 15. When the servant of the man got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Well, we all know who I'm talking about. That's Elisha. 2 Kings 6, 15 talks about when Elijah says, Lord, let my servant see. And God opened the eyes of the servant. And behold, all around the mountain was God's army of angels. How amazing is that? The hair just rises when you think that much power. At the snap of a finger, there is an army that presents itself from God the Father. Again, that was 2 Kings 6, verse 15. You have to read that account on your own. And I promise you, your hair will rise when you think. But point number 3, the final point, God shows us his truth, which is perfect. God has outlined so many things in the Bible that are perfect, and that is powerful. It shows God's power. I won't go into all of them, but we just read a 13-part series on prophecy. With that theme in mind, don't turn there, but we all know Isaiah 45, verse 1. This is something that I learned, and one of the takeaways I learned from the prophecy study, where this person that doesn't even exist, named Cyphrus, who is this person? No one knows. God says, Cyphrus is going to do this, Cyphrus is going to do that, and Cyphrus is going to do this and that by this, 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 and this. Specific. And every single little detail happened just the way God said. You can read that account on your own, Isaiah 45 verse 1. But also, think of this. What did John see, the visions of John? Were they not the power of God revealed? What is going to come? What has happened? There's no way a human can imagine such intense thoughts that will happen. Well, Moses, look at Moses and the plagues that occurred. Is that not God revealing his power? God the Son, right? That is fantastic. What do you know? I know that I've mentioned this before. My wife came into the church because there is something about 3 days and three nights. It is specific. It is revealed to you what 3 days and three nights means. The world doesn't know. It's so simple. You can't get 3 days and three nights and Saturday and Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. It's just not possible. But yet the world has glossed over that. God has given that knowledge to you. Holy days versus holidays. Does that not make so much sense to us? The evil world celebrates holidays because they're fun and filled with paganism. And they don't want to do anything God wants. The holy days are perfect. They reveal to you what? God's flawless plan for everlasting life for everyone here. I mean, come on. It's so beautiful. And God has shown you, and you. So I am just so excited that we know God's true plan. It shows us his power. And why are we here? God showed you that you're different. You know the Sabbath. You know this day. And you are keeping this day. And that is special to God. But that's the power of God revealed in us. So, conclusion. Man says nature created the universe and everything in it. No, not that God. Man says it's science does everything. And medicine fixes humans, not God. No, chance, luck, and coincidence bring life together. Humans getting married or being together, oh, that's all chance. Yes. But, you know, just in case, humans will create a website to bring those two people together now, because that's more important. Bible has stories with good morals. Yes, good morals. But they are just stories. Prophecy is interesting, but books of the Bible were not written in advance. They didn't know that. They wrote it and stuck it in retrospect. Don't you know that? Because no one can, the scripture can't be written to reveal the future. And, you know, Xmas is fun. 3 days, three nights fits Friday, Sunday. Sabbath, that was done away with. I didn't get that memo. The world has forgotten the power of God. From our perspective, God is the Almighty and so powerful. But sometimes we forget how little and nothing we are and how great God and powerful God the Father is and how loving the family of God is. The power of God is everywhere in the Bible. We just need to open our eyes.